Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. We've been talking all week about being busy. And the point in being busy is being busy in and of itself doesn't get you anywhere. It doesn't make you more productive. But there are some things that you can do to make yourself more productive and in hindsight, become less busy as a result of what we're talking about here. So a couple of thoughts for you. One, come in early. If I think about the most productive people I've met in my life, they've been people that get into the office, start working very early in the morning. There's something incredibly powerful about getting a jump on things before the rest of the world has begun their day. Early in the morning, there are fewer interruptions from coworkers. There's fewer interruptions from customers or clients. From a family perspective, it's very often less disruptive to leave early than to come home late or to disappear on weekends. So this idea of coming in early really and truly works. If you're an evening person, I'm not suggesting that you abandon that to focus on mornings, but all I'm suggesting is that if you do the mornings and you have a family, you have a significant other, typically that's less taxing on the family or on a spouse than working well into the evening or working on weekends. And so coming in early just allows you to get that jump ahead and become more productive, get more done, and in the end, become less busy in the rest of your life. So we touched on the concept early in the week on the workaholic and the idea of getting burned out too quickly if you're that person, right? It's great initially from an employer standpoint. You may think you're doing great things for them, but in the end, you know, your odds of getting burnt out as a workaholic are significantly higher than if you have balance in your life. We touched on the curse of technology and setting boundaries for when you're going to check emails and voicemails and how you're going to respond to things. We also touched on the idea of learning how to say no tactfully. If you say yes to everything, you're going to become overwhelmed, and then you're going to be busy your entire life. So sometimes you have to manage expectations, and the key is not just coming out and saying no, but saying, I can do this, but I can't do that, or I can't do that, but I can do this. So coming up with another way to meet the needs of the people that are asking for your services, but not to just become that doormat where you just roll over and do everything they're looking for at the cost and expense of your family, your free time, or your enjoyment of life. If you know anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to iTunes or to Stitcher. And if you do go to iTunes, if you can hit the subscribe button, and leave a review, that would be very, very much appreciated. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me on Monday for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. For today and for this weekend, think about how you can become less busy. Think about how you can manage your time a little bit better, be a little bit more productive in what you do in the hours that you are in the office or at work, and therefore you can become a little bit less busy outside those hours. Spend more quality time with your family, with your friends, and do more of those activities that you truly enjoy.